Hello and welcome to Swoon City, the podcast population. You and me, I'm Hannah.
I'm Tucker.
And we are here with the podcast that talks about all things love.
And all things October?
Because we are experts in both. Tucker, how long have you been a connoisseur of both love and all things spooky?
Probably a lot longer for all things spooky. Longer than I have been with love. I mean, what, our show's been going on for maybe a whole year-ish?
Oh my gosh, a birthday. That's exciting. Ooh. We love that.
Anyway, it's September's over and we're awake.
A real wake-me-up when September ends situation,
true,
if you will.
True, we are here. So in true horror film fashion, Hannah, let's start by asking, what is your favorite scary movie?
Okay, so I have a little bit of a contradictory answer.
Okay.
I don't love most horror movies because ghosts and ghouls and demons are actually my, like, nightmare. I don't like it. If okay. I can't see it, if I can't fight it with my little fists,
yeah,
I don't want to be near it. I don't want it around me. Unless it's friendly, like, friendly things can, like, come vibe, I guess.
So basically you're watching Casper?
Not even that. but... I do really like kind of thriller type movies.
Oh, okay.
Depending. Sometimes even that's a little too intense for me. But if I'm going to have to pick a horror movie, it's like, I don't know. This might be like a cliche answer, but it's Hereditary.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, that's a decent... I saw the newer one. It was a remake, right?
I don't think so. I think this is like all him. Super scary.
I wasn't scared.
Really?
Well, sister being decapitated part kind of threw me on
edge. First of all, spoiler alert. Thank you. I forgot about that. Oh.
But after that, the movie just kind of like became so strange for me.
That's the thing. I really love a slow burn. I don't like ghost movies or a lot of scary movies that have too many jump scares because it'll get me every time.
So
every time.
What you were talking about, like, with your little fists, you're saying that, like, so we can come over, all of us.
Everyone.
Can come over with a Ouija board.
No. No. You can play a nice, I don't know, game of life, Monopoly,
Light
Uno.
Light some candles.
No. Well, do they smell good?
No, it's
Are they festive? No, you may not commune with the dead in our home. You are not opening that door. Close the door. Tucker, look at me. Close the door.
Close the door. Okay. Well.
What about you? What is your favorite spooky movie?
I have to kind of go with you. I'm going to agree with you, but not in the same kind of way. Just because, like, I am more scared about things that I feel like could really happen rather than, like, a ghost or demon possession. I feel
so you're calling my fear of ghosts irrational?
I'm just saying I don't have the same fear. But
that's
now, like,
valid.
If I'm watching a show where there's, like, a serial killer, like, creeping in your back door, that's the stuff that gets, like, that's what gets me.
1,000%.
But Scream, the Scream movie franchise is probably my favorite of all, because Scream was the first scary movie I've ever seen as a kid.
Oh, it's so nostalgic. Nostalgic and scary.
In a creepy way. Absolutely.
It's cute.
But I think that really gives everybody that's listening an idea of where we're at. In this episode, like I said, we are gonna cover all the hot spots, all the hot takes of October.
And cold spots. Ooh, ghosts.
Okay.
Thanks. So let's get it rolling with
iconic couples costumes.
Right. Whenever you're staying home, you're posting pictures with your boo.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just say you're passing out candy, or you're going to a social distance Halloween party. What are you going to wear?
So I have a really good list of ideas. I'm going to, like, I'll pitch them to you.
Okay.
I'm just going to gauge your reaction.
Right.
If you'd like to rate them, you can do, let's say, a scale of 10 out of 10 pumpkins. Dr. Phil and his wife, Robin.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
As long as she's sitting down the whole time and you make it a thing to watch everybody, you make everybody watch you go get her and take her home.
Okay, I like that.
You,
like, you call
saying?
Her,
like,
up at the end of the night.
Like, you can't get away with that appropriately unless she's sitting down the entire time. And then when you go to leave, you're like, hey, everyone.
Here's my wife, Robin.
And we're leaving.
Okay.
I'm going to give that 8 pumpkins.
Okay, tell me how you feel if it is Dr. Phil and Robin, but it's Batman's friend, Robin. Dr. Phil and Robin.
Let's skip that one. What's next?
Okay, that's a, that's clearly an 11 out of 10 pumpkins. A merperson and a sailor.
Oh.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm kind of feeling fun. That. Tell me more.
One person is from the sea and the other one sails it? I don't know. Take it how you will. You could do a merperson who saved a sailor, so he's kind of rough looking.
Yeah.
Or you could just do it like, I don't know, normal boat guy.
Yes, I feel like some people might get a little bit lazy with the merperson just because they're going to get like one of those mermaid towels. You know, like, oh, like you have to, if you're going to do a mermaid, you it has to be full on aerial. I'm going to do a 6 out of 10 pumpkins on that one.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Miss Frizzle and her lizard.
That's a good one. Who doesn't love the magic school bus?
Exactly. One of you is Miss Frizzle and the other one's a giant lizard.
10 out of 10.
Thank you. I also agree. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears in their denim outfits.
All denim.
All denim.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're handing out candy in all denim.
Are we doing that? Can we be... Do you have plans with Jacob on Halloween or can we do this? Or?
He can also be wearing all denim. It's all denim season. Okay. Are you familiar with the film Labyrinth?
I am.
Okay, perfect. So it is that wizard guy, the cryptic wizard guy who's kind of sleepy, and his bird hat.
So someone's going to be just a bird hat?
Yeah.
I would like to see the logistics of that come to play, so I'm going to say that that's like 8 out of 10.
Okay,
I forgot about the denim with Justin and Brittany. That's definitely 10 out of 10.
Absolutely. In the bird hat situation, do you want to be the hat or should I be the hat?
I don't want to be that costume.
Okay.
I'm pretty dead set on Brittany and Justin denim.
Fine. So. You know what? Well, it's still a 10. It's a 10. Maybe an 11. Okay. The last one, devil and angel.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like you got a little devil and a little angel on your shoulder, but you're just those two.
So wait, are you now you're saying that there's going to be two people and you're going to be the devil or the angel, or are you one person with a devil and an angel on your shoulder?
It's two people. You could have a, like, if you had a third wheel or something. Well, I guess in this couple's
costumes.
Yeah.
That was a silly question. I guess I kind of favor it if it's just one person with a devil and angel. That actually might be what I do for Halloween. That's a lot cuter.
Okay, I can be both. I can be your devil or your angel.
Yeah. Okay.
That was my sub question, is devil and angle, as it is, you know, commonly seen online. One of you is dressed as a devil and the other one is dressed as an angle.
Okay, that's actually really funny as well.
Thank you.
You're funny.
Stop.
I feel like, though, people are going to have unrealistic expectations about our Halloween costumes with us going through this list, because there's chances that we may not be any of these. Now, here's the thing. I'm a little bit more plain Jane, but, like, just in, like, a, I don't know, I guess just normal, basic, kind of like a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, I love that idea.
One year, me and a friend were Netflix and chill.
How do you be chill?
She was wearing blue with a blue little ballerina. What is it? Tutu?
Yeah.
With little snowflakes on her.
Oh, so it was a pun.
Yeah. That's and I just really had a red shirt that said Netflix.
That's fun. I like it.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. Yeah. Or like, basically, if you're going out with friends, you could all be condiments.
Ooh, who's going to be relish?
I was just thinking relish.
You want to be relish? That's okay. You could be relish.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to figure out. So I'm so curious if anybody's going to take our ideas. If I see one person as a devil and an angle, I'm sending it to you.
Oh, I want everyone to take pictures of themselves dressed up and send them to us.
Yeah, just tag us, you know, hashtag Swoon City, the podcast.
Now, if people are dressing up this Halloween season, what are some things that they can go do that are safe and sound?
Well, just you and I are going to go to a haunted house in a couple of weeks.
Tucker, I said no.
Just one time.
I've been plenty of times. Two is enough.
Not with me, though. Not for strictly, you know, a project for our podcast.
Listen, I can't protect you from the bad people. I can't. I'm going to try. I've tried before.
Well, would you consider a haunted hayride?
No. What if they yoink you off?
Through the dark wooded areas?
Bad things happen in dark wooded areas.
Here's an unrealistic fear I have in my head, you know, because I'm an adult and I have anxiety. What if you're on this haunted hayride?
I'm not.
And someone that's dressed as like Jason or Michael Myers really does attack you. But it's like a front, you know, like they're acting like they're a character, but they're actually the serial killer and you're actually like dying, but people probably think it's just like a big show.
But you're actually dying.
I know.
Tucker, that's scary. Why would
this
you do that?
This is why I really rarely partake in
Tucker,
Halloween
this is
events.
Why. You're not convincing me. We are not going. I went last year to like a haunted spooky place and I was like, I'm up to just walk around, and that was so much more fun than being scared.
I feel like you would do really well in a room of mirrors.
No, I'd get confused. I'm already so confused.
So, yeah, that's really why I'm just kind of like, I'll just pass out candy or go hang out with my nieces or something.
Also, clowns. If you go to one of those haunted places, there are for sure going to be clowns.
You don't like clowns?
Tucker. No.
So, basically, what I'm gathering through in this whole thing is that we get to have a Ouija board date, and I'm going to wear my clown costume, and everything is going to be just fine. What do you say about addressing your fears?
I'm moving out. We avoid them.
I'm going to remember this. I'm going to refer back to episode 3 of the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like I just told everyone a lot of my fears.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everyone knows I don't like clowns.
Yeah. Well, there's no secrets on Swoon City, the podcast. We
already knew that. Absolutely not. Aside from being scared, people could go to the drive-in.
Okay, but they're showing scary movies at the drive-in.
Nuh-uh. They're showing Coco and Hocus Pocus, two quality
films.
Is
Coco a Halloween film?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I watched it on the 4th of July.
Oh, okay. Hocus Pocus, though.
Oh, it's a classic.
So, the drive-in's awesome already, but to do that for Halloween. A festive Halloween thing, that'd be awesome.
Wear one of our couple's costumes.
To the drive-in. So, okay, so that's actually, you know, one of the things that we had found, that is to go to a drive-in and watch a scary movie.
Pumpkin Patch? Do you know how much fun you can have at a pumpkin patch?
Do you know how expensive pumpkins are? Inflation is taking the fun out of everything.
You can get a pumpkin
not
for
to
like
get
five
political.
Bucks.
Not to get political.
Slow your roll, bud. You can get a cheap pumpkin.
But why though? Okay, so I was literally at Target this last weekend.
Okay.
And I found pre-decorated Halloween pumpkins with whatever I would put something. It was something I would make.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $8.
Then why don't you buy a cheap pumpkin and make it yourself?
No, because with the paint and supplies you're still spending, if we want to be cost effective.
I have the paint. We live together. You can use my paint. Why aren't you using a knife? We have knives at the house. You can carve a pumpkin.
Why though? Messy. Mess.
Oh, but then you get to like, I don't know, roast pumpkin seeds.
I hate that.
Seeds are so good for you. I am pro seeds.
Do you eat them?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I just found some real good seeds. I'll tell you about my deal.
Here's an interesting one. Take a class with a Halloween twist. So, like, take a painting class, but it's going to be, like, a pumpkin.
So, we're painting pumpkins.
Fall foliage. Foliage? Foliage. What is it?
Foliage.
Okay, that's right.
Foilage. It's actually foilage.
Is it?
Yeah. You should say that. Everyone should say that. Don't fact check me.
Okay. I'm going to Google that.
Don't. No. That's a fun idea. You could also do that off YouTube. Get your own canvas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Comfort of home.
One of the things is like host a party outside, have a fire pit, roast some marshmallows, drink some cider.
Yeah, if everyone brings their own stuff.
Fun. Because like bonfires would be the best, like because it's like in the woods, you know?
We're not going into the woods.
We don't go in the woods on Halloween.
No.
Okay.
Spooky.
Just to be clear, I just want to make sure I was clear on that.
You can play scary video games.
Go to a coffee shop and listen to spooky live readings. How fun.
Wait, where is that happening?
I don't know, but it just says, like, some of my resources are suggesting that that's a thing.
Organize a scary story reading at a local coffee shop. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that for the podcast next year.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, Swoon City Live. We read scary stories at a coffee shop. Do you like it?
I love it.
Thank you. My next idea, dancing in the moonlight. It's cheap. It's active. And it's a little haunting.
Yeah.
For both yourself and those watching.
That is actually kind of sweet. Okay, so let me finish this up here with one that I don't know that you would enjoy, okay? Mm. Have a sunset picnic.
Cute.
In the cemetery.
No. You're going to get haunted.
No, why do you think you're just going to get haunted because you go to a cemetery? That's what cemeteries are for, just to be visited.
Well, I guess as long as you're respectful and you also leave nothing behind, you have to clean up like a Girl Scout, okay?
Right.
You visit a cemetery, you're respectful. You use your inside voice.
I don't think I don't have one.
I know, that's why I'm saying you shouldn't.
Oh, you're just calling me out. Got it. Okay, I'm Tucker, going on a Halloween date alone. That's what's
happening. You're going to get haunted. This is why we stay together.
Just please, okay. What if we go to a place like Eureka Springs and they have that haunted hotel and you can stay the night in the basement? There's also some penitentiaries and prisons that are abandoned that you can stay the night in as well.
No.
Why?
I am not.
That it's an experience.
Sure, but I don't want to bring anything home.
Why do you think it's like you think that people are like the spirits are just going to latch onto you and follow you for forever.
I'm a very magnetic person.
Subtlety is your strong suit.
Thank you. I'm so humble.
Well, I think if anybody listening can't make a full Halloween romantic situation out of everything that we just said, what else can we do for you?
They could just stay home and watch, I don't know.
Other than just invite you over with our Ouija board.
They could stay home and watch movies. That's also fun. Make spooky treats.
No one wants to watch Coco on Halloween night. Nobody wants that.
Speak for yourself. First of all, we could watch Halloween Town.
No.
And eat fun ghost-shaped cookies.
No, let's go track down a serial killer and stay the night in a prison. I don't understand.
Okay, first of all in one night, I'm already exhausted. We won't have time for a bathroom break. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know there's that song that says there ain't no rest for the wicked.
Well, I'm not wicked. I need my rest.
Okay. Well, okay. On to the next part of the show.
Are we ready to Make some connection?
We're getting really good at this.
Yeah, we're ready to make a connection. This time, October themed.
Okay. So, this connection for the Tulsa area is titled Witch. It says, "Hello, I am a guy who has never met a witch. I would like to meet you, and I have some questions that I would like to ask you. If you are a witch, please reply to this email. I am 100% real. Thank you." So any witches out there, they're looking for you. They have some questions.
Which is like a wide net, and I'd also be careful. Sounds like a trap.
It's kind of red flaggy to me.
I'd say be very careful.
Like maybe we could do like a Zoom, you know, maybe that like counts. Like a virtual. Like I'm if I was a witch, I would not like. I'm not meeting this person.
That person, no.
Because I feel like if you're going to be the person that actively looks for a witch, maybe not the kind of person I need in my circle.
I don't know. I'd just say be careful anytime you meet strangers off the internet. But particularly when they're looking for just like a specific type of person, not like even a specific person.
It's not like he's looking for, you know, a woman in a certain age range or a woman that, you know.
Well, I guess it'd kind of be like farmers only.
But witches only?
Yeah.
Supernatural?
If you want someone who's like into the things you're into.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that you're being really positive and like norm about this.
Well, yeah, it's normal. Just don't meet strangers off the internet, you know?
Yeah.
It's my vibe.
Okay.
Thanks. You're welcome.
So yeah, if you're a witch, Craigslist has got some inquiring minds. Yeah. And if you let us know how this goes. If you are safe. A witch and you reach out, like please let us like send us an email, swooncityradio@gmail.com, because we need to know.
And if you do have any other questions, concerns, comments related to October, love, mm-hmm. the universe, life, death. Hit us up.
Yeah.
We're on Instagram.
And Facebook.
Swoon City Radio.
We've got it all. Have we done it? Have we accomplished October?
I think we just finished October.
Aside from food, we're going to leave that for November. Yeah, we're going to touch on food because that's Thanksgiving. But we're not there yet.
No, no, no.
We're not there yet.
But we will be giving you advice for whenever, like, your mom asks why you're still single.
Or why there are no grandkids.
Oof. Yeah. You'll definitely want to be here for November.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a wrap. A skeleton wrap. A little wrapsy. Little.
What? Yeah. Like a mummy wrap.
Did I say skeleton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really rattles my bones. Thanks so much for tuning in to Swoon City, the podcast.